Lesson 16, Conditions and Communication. Creative prayer is a science, and so is godly communication. Since we want to win souls, we must learn the laws of communication with others. First, we must learn how to help a person feel at ease in our presence. These first two laws we call laws of human ease. If we conform to these two laws, the person may feel at ease in our presence. The Holy Spirit can then use us as channels through which He will work to save that soul. Second, there are two other laws which we call laws of strong allurement. This means that when we follow these two principles of communication, the person feels allured to the Christ in us. Third are three laws of divine pressure. When we learn and employ these three, the person feels a pressure to do right without his feeling that we have done the pressuring. Laws of human ease. 1. Present a choice. Do not force a solution on the client. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Joshua 24:15. 2. Maintain humility. Avoid a feeling of superiority. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Philippians 2:3. Laws of strong allurement. 3. Make Jesus the center of the counseling experience. For I determine not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:2. 4. Make joy the mood of the entire relationship. Thou wilt shew me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalms 16:11. Laws of divine pressure. 5. Encourage faith. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Hebrews 11:33. 6. Offer hope, especially when all the other person can see is defeat. For we are saved by hope. Romans 8:24. 7. Proceed from love. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity, love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. By conforming to conditions of prayer, those who claim a Bible promise for a loved one will know that God can win that one through him. It is really very thrilling to observe people falling in love with Jesus as we live up to these conditions of answered prayer. These laws of communication are attitudes a person must learn from Christ as to how to communicate with the one he is praying for. For a person to claim a Bible promise for the salvation of a loved one and fail to recognize the laws of soul-winning communication would be a form of presumption. So we learn these laws at the same time we learn how to pray creatively. They go together. God wants us Christians to have the joy of being instruments of the Holy Spirit in winning others to Him. So while prayer is a science, so is soul winning. So really, as we study these lessons, we are endeavoring to learn a double science. And it really works, let me assure you. Just as there are specific conditions to soul winning, so there are specifics that are applied to other areas. For instance, if we are praying for physical healing, we should conform to the laws of our physical being. There are conditions to answered prayer in every area in which we pray. It is most important for us to learn these conditions as a part of the science of prayer. If one claims a promise for a solution to a financial problem, he should first of all make sure he has fulfilled the conditions laid down in Malachi 3:8-12. If he is robbing God in tithes and offerings, then it is presumptuous to ask God to give him financial solutions. Those seeking solutions to financial problems should also study carefully the question of extravagance and waste. For instance, it is said that many families throw in the garbage can enough to feed several persons. Others purchase on the impulse of the moment. Still others are careless or irresponsible in their work, then wonder why they are not more in demand. Some are so sensitive or critical that, while their work may be acceptable, their presence is undesirable. Not to mention a plain neglect to pay one's honest obligations. God is eager to help us in our trials, but His main object is to develop our characters rather than to provide us with a life of careless ease. For example, when we lose something, we can certainly claim the promise, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Matthew 7:7. But God wants us to learn orderliness, namely to put things in their place. God wants us to form habits of neatness and carefulness, rather than to just call on God to help us every time we carelessly throw something around. Otherwise, God would be used as a pickup boy after us slothful, promise-claiming Christians. Heaven is a place of order, and orderliness is a part of the character we need to prepare for a place there. There are times when we need something badly. We have inadvertently, perhaps, misplaced it. We try to make it a practice to put things where they belong, but sometimes they really elude us when we go to pick them up. Many times God comes to the rescue at such a time. We may need to have the article to get our work done, and not have time to waste hunting endlessly. God blends His justice with His mercy. He understands our frailties and is long-suffering and merciful, but we should not presume needlessly on that mercy while refusing to overcome bad habits. He is even more eager to provide the grace to overcome slothfulness in answer to our prayer of faith. All commands are also promises. Hebrews 6:12, "That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." The Bible says in James 1:2-3, "Count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." So were we to ask God to keep us from all trials, we would virtually be demanding that God let nothing come to us by which we could perfect a patient character. Since trials joyfully borne develop patience, and since Jesus is coming for a patient people, perhaps it is often more appropriate to ask for strength and courage to bear our trials, more than complaining and pleading that all trials be removed from us. We can ask for keeping grace, as in Jude 24:25, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of God with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." This can change your life. This gospel is to be presented not as a lifeless theory, but as a living force to change the life. God desires the receivers of His grace shall be witnesses to His power. Those whose course has been most offensive to Him, He freely accepts when they repent. He imparts to them His divine spirit places them in the highest positions of trust, and sends them forth into the camp of the disloyal to proclaim his boundless mercy. He would have his servants bear testimony to the fact that through his grace men may possess Christlikeness of character, and may rejoice in the assurance of his great love. He would have us bear testimony to the fact that he cannot be satisfied until the human race are reclaimed and reinstated in their holy privileges as his sons and daughters. Desire of Ages, page 816.